welcome to our first podcast of Catnaps and Cognac.
Yay!
Exciting. So,
who are we? I'm Arielle.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And yeah, this is our first show.
Yes.
So, thank you all for listening. And
hope you enjoyed the show.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
Because we do.
Exactly. We like doing this. We like talking.
And we're hoping that you'll chat with us too.
Yeah.
In the future. You can find us to get everything out of the way. You can find our podcast at catnipsandcognac.podbean.com. Soon also to be on iTunes. So subscribe to us. Download us. You can reach us on Twitter. What's our Twitter name?
It's Catnaps and Cognac, but no and, it's an N. So it's Catnaps and Cognac.
Tweet us. We'll definitely respond back. You can also email us at catnapsandcognacs@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to get into today?
Well, we've already done our intro.
Happy holidays!
Yes! Happy holidays! It's
It's the end of the year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy
Best time of the year!
Best time of the year! All right. So, yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Season's greetings. All of that politically crap, you know, politically correct stuff. Yeah, like Kwanzaa, right? That includes Kwanzaa?
That includes Kwanzaa. We celebrate Christmas over by my way. What about your way?
Yeah, we celebrate Christmas. Yeah, that's what we do.
Have you ever celebrated Kwanzaa before?
No, I don't. I think I did in second grade.
In second grade?
Yeah, we did something with like green and blue or something, some odd candles. I don't know. I really don't know what y'all do for Kwanzaa. For the folks who do, maybe you can email us and let us know what you guys do to celebrate Kwanzaa.
That would be good.
What was that?
So we can
Umoja?
That's the only one that I know. That's the first day of Kwanzaa. Umoja means unity.
That's right. And that's about all I know.
That's all I know. Yeah. I actually celebrated Kwanzaa, the very first day of Kwanzaa, my father. My father doesn't celebrate Christmas like that. He only celebrated Christmas because of me and my mom. My dad is, I don't want to call him a fake Jehovah's Witnesses or a fake Muslim, but I might as well call him that. but one of his best friends celebrates Kwanzaa, like, every single year.
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, a big gathering at their house for all this, what, 7 days, I think it is?
Yeah, I think 7 days.
So when I was maybe, like, 12 or 13, he was like, "You want to celebrate Kwanzaa?" So I was like, "Oh, I mean, not really, but I mean, I'll do it if that's what you want to do." So we went to his friend's house, and it was just a whole bunch of people, a lot of good food, and they did the whole, I don't really remember much of it, but they just, you know, lit. It's Kwanzaa like a Black Hanukkah?
It's like Black Hanukkah. That's exactly what it is.
I don't want to sound ignorant.
Right. I mean, but I really don't know, but they have 7 candles. They light them on each day. Sounds like Hanukkah to me.
Sounds like Hanukkah. Black Hanukkah.
That's what it sounds like.
Black Kwanzaa.
Hanukkah.
Black Kwanzaa.
Because you know they be stretching that H. Hanukkah. Okay, for our Jewish listeners, please don't be offended.
Listen, my name is Arielle. It's Hebrew.
There you go.
We are brethren.
Okay. So don't be mad.
But it was definitely interesting. Like what everyone went around the room, from what I can remember, and they said, I feel like they just said what they were thankful for
okay,
like, that year, or people that they were thankful in their lives and stuff like that. It was just so, honestly, it was weird, but, like, me not knowing a lot of, like, my dad's friends.
Right.
It was, like, to say, like, oh, my name is Arielle, and,
I'm thankful.
I was like, I'm thankful for my daddy. Let me pass the mic. Because they had a microphone, like, let me pass the mic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It was on the spot.
It was on the spot. It was just, like, a whole big thing. But that was all that I got out of Kwanzaa. I mean, when in college, we used to have this Kwanzaa ball.
Really?
Yeah, but it was just a one day. It was like the Black semi-formal.
Pretty much. Got it.
At our school that I went to. I went to Central Connecticut State University, Global Devil.
Hi.
Holla. But, went to the Kwanzaa Ball a couple years, and, you know, we just had, like, food and stuff, and then we had speakers would come.
Okay.
The NAACP would put it on.
Hey.
So they would have speakers say, you know, what the importance of Kwanzaa was.
Right.
But I remember this one year, one of the speakers, like, they had, you know, you have, When you go to these functions with Black people, sometimes it's hard not to act, I don't want to say niggerish.
Right.
But for certain people to act niggerish. And people were just laughing when he was talking. He was talking about Umoja. But this man went on forever. It was like, I don't want to say Don Cornelius at the awards because, right. because he passed away.
We don't want to laugh at him, right?
But, it was like that when he was at the BET Awards, where it was just like, when is he going to get off the stage? You got to like clap him off, like, thank you so much.
Let's wrap that shit up, babe. Wrap it up.
But it was good. I still hope that they do that because it was something cool that they did. But I really, unfortunately, don't know much about Kwanzaa.
Neither do I. So,
maybe
again,
one day I'll look that up. Or if you guys will let us know.
Yeah, if you guys celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, email us at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com.
Thank
yeah,
we're
going to fix that because there's a dot between
catnaps. Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's all right. It's almost obsolete. We would still get the email anyway because Gmail will send you the email because I remember one time somebody sent me an email to my personal email, but they forgot the dot between my first and last name, and
really?
I still got it. And Gmail sent me an email saying, hey, we sent you this email because we know it was for you. And I was like, oh, check you out, Antichrist. But we'll
save that for another
Yeah, we're going to save that for another podcast. However, I'm just letting y'all know that I think Google is the Antichrist, but we're going to save that for another show. Save that for another show, guys.
So, something's coming up.
Yeah, another major holiday.
What's that?
My birthday. All right, guys.
All streamers.
Yeah, you know, streamers and, you know, lights and stuff. It's a big deal because I'm turning 30.
Wow. 30. This is like the milestone.
Yeah, definitely.
Your last milestone was 21.
Yeah.
Now it's the big 3-0.
It's the 3-0, the big deal. Like, and you know, most people will get like super depressed when they're turning 30. I don't know. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah, for my 30th birthday. Like, I am super, super excited. I'm a Capricorn, of course, you know, since my birthday is the 29th. And they say that Saturn returns every 30 years. And Saturn is my ruling planet. So I think that's the reason why I'm so excited about my 30th birthday, because my ruling planet is coming back to the place and point that it was when I was born, which is my ruling planet. Okay, so we just gave you a little bit of an astrological, you know, thing there. But yeah, I'm super excited for my 30th birthday.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I want my friends to come and party with me. And
so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for your birthday? Can we say that?
I guess. I'm going to tell everybody what I'm doing. So for the Friday leading into my birthday, we're going to go to a hookah lounge, you know, chill spot, you know, vibe, smoking some shisha, you know, just chill. And then...
Here we go. Is she making are you making your hands clap?
I'm making my hands clap. But hopefully there will be other things clapping on my birthday when we go to Sin City.
For those who don't know what Sin City is.
Oh my gosh.
If they didn't get it from that major clue.
Right, exactly.
What is Sin City?
Sin City is an adult entertainment establishment. Is that what I want to say?
A gentleman's club.
There you go. Whatever. Strippers gonna be there. And they're gonna be making it clap. I don't know if I'm gonna be really making it rain or anything like that. I don't got that kind of money. But I gotta pay $20 to get in. So, I mean, that don't even give me a drink. But that's all right, though.
That's all right.
I'm not even mad at that. Whatever. It's gonna be beautiful, luscious ladies there making their asses clap. I'm gonna have drinks. All my friends are gonna be there. So it's gonna be a smashing good time.
When was the first time you went to a strip club?
You know, the first time I went to a strip club, it was a male strip club. It was my 19th birthday. My friends took me there. And I was absolutely revolted. I don't like looking at naked men dancing and stuff like that. Okay, here, we're just going to go on a little tangent here. Men are so straight and rigid. And penises are hard and long and, you know, and they're just sharp. It's not something that's really pleasing to the eye. I'm no lesbian, but I can understand why people, men, like to go in and look at women. They're soft, they're curvaceous, you just feel like you could put your head in their bosom and it's something, you know, it's gonna be cushioned. There's no cushion on a man.
None.
It's rigid, it's gonna stab you, jab you, like a machete. And so, you know, yeah, that's definitely, that's one of the reasons why I don't like going to male strip clubs. And most of the time, the men strippers are gay, so.
They're gang gross.
Right.
So gross. Gross.
Oh, and that strip club that I went to when I was 19, I'll never forget it. It was Solid Gold. We went in there and
Solid Gold.
And one of the guys had a pimple on his ass.
Ew.
I was so disgusted. And then there was this guy, and they called him Jamaican Sensation, and he had a Jamaican flag on his booty.
Really?
And, yes. And you should have seen what he did for $10. There was this old white lady there, immensely overweight. She had no teeth in her mouth. Like, literally, she was, like, drooling out of the side of her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And she put the $5 bill in her breast. And he, like, went and snaked himself off the stage and took the $5 out of her titties with his mouth. First of all, money is dirty. And you took it off this nasty old white lady. Who knows if there's drooling shit on her chest? You know what? I'm disgusted.
I'm picturing, like, a sponge from SpongeBob or something like that. Like seriously. Something under the sea. That's...
She looked like from something from Bikini Bottom. One of the ugly creatures from that time when they went down to, like, Handland. Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, so that was my first venture to a strip club, period. But then my first female strip club was about 4 years ago. We went to the Rolex.
The Rolex. Sounds fancy.
XXX. Yep, that's in Miami. That's where I'm from. Whoop, whoop. Shout out 305 all day, every day.
305.
Yes, Dade County. So, yeah, we went to the Rolex. And then the Mecca came, which was KOD. King of Diamonds. That's, like, the Mecca of the strip clubs. Yeah.
You know? I haven't been there, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go one day.
I always tell everybody, like, it's so hard to, like, compare any other strip club I've ever been to after you go to KOD. I mean, they got Wi-Fi in the bathroom, okay? Like, seriously. The poles are, you know, 8 stories high. Chicks is swinging from the scaffolding. However, shout out to Tip Drill. She fell off the scaffolding, but she made it through.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She fell. This was a couple of months ago. She fell and, like, broke her back.
That's terrible. And what?
She broke her back.
She didn't practice.
She broke her back. She's one of the strippers who can, like, do the thing where she goes all the way to the top and, like, slides down, like, extremely fast and, like, stops, like, a centimeter before she hits the ground.
See?
She's an aerialist / acrobat. She's good at what she does. However, she must have slipped and tripped or something, and then she fell.
You need to practice every week.
Yeah.
Because that's dangerous.
She fell from the scaffolding and then decided that
she's
never going to strip again after that. She felt like that was God telling her, you need to stop. She tweeted that. I'm not
kidding. Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, she did. So, but yeah, shout out to Trip Drill, you know, KOD, all of that, yada, yada, yada. But KOD was, it's the Mecca. It really is.
Yeah, I haven't really been to any big, huge strip clubs. My very first strip club, I'm from Hartford. Why is that? 860, like, I'm out.
860, I'm so, right.
Hartford, Connecticut. The heartbeat.
Boom, 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 boom.
We don't have much, so we gotta, we gotta liven
gotta
it
work
up.
What you got.
Liven it up
you
any chance what you got. We get.
Right, right, right.
So, I went to the Gold Club, which is one of the strip clubs out there, and it's, like, it's very small. I had, you know, the over 21 side, which served the alcohol, 18 side, which was, you know, the all-nude side, pretty much. The very first time I went with my lesbian friend and her friends. But it wasn't bad. Like, it really, really wasn't bad. Like, I honestly didn't know what to... I was 19. I didn't know what to expect. Did I have to pay to get in there? Maybe, like... No, I don't think I even have to pay to get in there.
Hey.
If I did, maybe it was, like, $10, something like that. Not no $20, like, same thing.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting. It's just, like, it's so funny when you go to strip clubs, like, those types of strip clubs, because guys really want to see women have a good time.
Right.
And, like, a dude bought me a lap dance.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so, like, yeah. I remember seeing him across the stage, and he said, I'm going to get her a dance. And, like, me, I'm just like, because I'm like, I just want to get her, because she's actually gay. She'll enjoy this. My friend, she was talking to the strippers, because you know how men like to talk to strippers. I'm not saying my friend is a man, but, I mean, she likes women.
Right.
So she's getting their life story out of these strippers, wanting to know
I'm
about.
Yeah, doing this because of college. Right. I'm paying myself through school.
Wanted to know about Amanda's kids, whatever the stripper, the Kaylee, whatever, whatever their names were. But it was definitely, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I definitely had a fun and interesting time. I enjoy going to strip clubs every once in a while.
Yeah.
But when I was 21, one of my friends decided that, oh, she's like, why don't we go to a Mirror View for your birthday? And I was like, I'm just not so sure.
What's a Mirror View?
It's just like the male strip club, but it's like, oh, okay. These male strippers just go around to, it's like a traveling strip club, I guess.
Oh,
is the easiest
okay.
way to put it.
Got it.
And these guys were just so disgusting. Ugh. It was just so, so gross. Like, I can't even describe how nasty I thought that they were. And I remember, like, these guys, they went around each of the women, like, pretty much I was in the crowd. Because it was at a club.
Right.
So it wasn't like they were on stage. They were just doing it in the middle of the floor. Like, it was a bachelorette party or something like that. And as soon as the guy started getting close, now, mind you, my friend has been to male reviews, okay?
Right.
She went to male reviews with, like, her sisters and whatnot. She was telling me, girl, this is so fun. And this is what they do. They be just getting up on stage and doing all this and doing all that. So I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, okay, we might have fun since you described it. But when I saw it, I was like, no.
Get me out of here.
Please get me out. So as soon as they're going around to all these women, they get close to us. Why did Miss Man go to the bathroom?
Oh, she no, left, she left you.
She left me by myself.
Oh, my gosh.
She really left me. And then she goes, and then she came back out. So when he came up to me, I said, I don't want that. I don't want that. It was this little man. He was dressed up like a sailor. He looked like little Popeye, but it was a white outfit. He was short. This little short, light-skinned man. And he was just so tiny and pocket-sized. And if y'all never saw me before, I'm little myself. I'm a cool 5'1", and I'm proud of it. But listen, I don't want no 5'1 stripper trying to strip on me.
Get out of here.
Please, with your nasty ass penis. Please don't do it.
Gross.
So as soon as he came up to me, I said, sir, you better get on. I gave him the
the Apollo?
Yeah, the Apollo.
Get off the stage.
Please, get off the stage. So when he was done, my friend came out. She said, girl, I couldn't do it. These men's is nasty.
So she just left you. She left you purposely.
Purposely.
It wasn't like she just had to go and use the restroom at that time.
Yes.
She purposely left you.
She purposely left me.
Man.
And came back when he was done.
Ouch.
Came back when he was
friend.
Done. I was so upset. I said, I'm never going to another meal of you again.
Some friend you are.
I said, this is the third one that you've been to. I said, right. Who's the leader in it? Ma'am, I'm done. I'm all set on these. Just show me the titties.
Please. I'd rather that.
Please.
I'd rather that. Let me go rest my head on one.
Something, because that just wasn't working.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely.
So, yeah, I'm ready for Dee Dee's birthday.
Yay!
Sin City is definitely an interesting experience.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the last time you went, though?
Ooh!
The last time you went to Sin City?
Yeah.
Sin City was definitely fun, but these strippers, I have never...
They were pretty lazy that
seen
night.
Seen such lazy strippers in my
Man.
Life.
They were lazy that night.
Like, they were super lazy. Just like, just shaking.
You know, one thigh, whatever.
Give me the dollar.
You know, whatever.
They weren't the fittest of strippers. And I'm not saying that all strippers have to be fit, because I assume that no matter what kind of area you go to, you're going to see women that's tailored to, you know, to where you live. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I feel like if you go down south, you're going to see some chicks that are a little bit more healthier.
Right.
But if you
corn fed.
Corn fed.
Yes.
Collard green fed.
That's
cornbread
right.
fed.
Cornbread fed.
Cornbread fed.
Cornbread fed.
But I feel like if you're in New York and you have strippers that I feel like they should be immaculate. Like, they should be the tippy top of the tippy top. I feel like if you go to California, they're going to just be, you know, blonde.
And pretty faces.
Pretty face.
Yeah.
Maybe they might be a little bit more lazy.
Right.
Because they're a little bit more relaxed over there.
Right.
Maybe we got the jaded strippers. I felt like I saw a stripper with a bullet hole.
Oh, man. Some stab wounds.
Yes. Some stab
yeah,
wounds.
Yeah. That night was, I wasn't too impressed with the quality of strippers that were there that night.
It was still a good night.
It was still a good night.
It was still a good night. But,
night.
Yeah, those strippers were definitely so funny. What about the stripper who was eating the food?
Girl, I missed that, but I remember y'all telling me that she was, whatever, twerking and reached over for a chicken wing or a fry or something.
Yeah, it was like chicken fingers.
Ma'am,
chicken fingers and fries.
Ma'am.
While she's giving her dance.
Ma'am.
Her lap dance.
Ma'am.
And listen, I don't know how many strippers, if there's secret strippers out there who's going to listen to our show. Please, don't reach for no one's food when you're doing your dance. Just save that for after.
Okay, that is raggedy. Don't do that.
Little strippers to have some class.
Okay,
just please. A little bit of class.
Right, just a little bit. I mean, who wants their strippers smelling like chicken fingers? Like,
all in the breath.
Right, all in your breath. Because you know they be wanting to talk to you and be all up in your face and stuff. And your breath smelling like chicken fingers and honey mustard? No.
It's not a good look.
No, not at all. Not at all. Please refrain from reaching over to grab the food.
There was this one stripper, though, like when we came in, she was just so fixated. She didn't really do much of anything. She pretty much just bounced and she she just twerked a little bit with her ass.
Okay.
Now that was pretty much it. So I hope for your birthday.
Yeah, I hope
that there. Because it was a different night. It was Friday night versus Saturday night. We're going to go. So exactly. Hopefully the Saturday night crew.
Yeah, those ladies will be live and on and popping.
On and popping, yes.
Let's hope.
I'm going to hope so.
Yes, fingers crossed.
I think it's going to be a good night. Definitely. I'm ready for it.
Definitely. It's going to be a good night regardless. However, we do want some strippers that are there to work.
Yeah, please. Please. But what else did you do for your birthday?
What else am I doing for my birthday?
No, what else did you do? You went to...
I went to the real Sin City. Yes, I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. That was my first time going to Vegas. Matter of fact, my first time like going over to like the west side of the country. I went with a couple of friends. We went gambling. We went partying. We went drinking. I mean, you know, what else do you do in the city of sin? And just like the saying goes, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, so I guess she's not going to tell us what
not
happened.
Not really going to tell you. However, I will tell you that I did go see a Cirque du Soleil show, and it was my first one. I remember when I was looking up, it was called Mystère. And I remember when I was looking up the reviews for the show, most of the people were like, oh, we weren't really sure of what the storyline was. We didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, man, these people are dumb. They're dumb. They're idiots. That's the reason why they can't figure it out. I'm smart. I'm going to know what they're talking about. Child, please. I went and I still don't know. I don't know. All I know is that there was a snail at the beginning. It was a baby snail. And then it turned into a 100-foot snail at the end of the show. Exactly. I don't know. And there was a baby and a carriage.
Giant worm.
And, yeah, you know, and people jumping from poles. However, those people in that Cirque du Soleil show, no stripper ever in the world has anything on those people at that Cirque du Soleil. He was on one pole, and the other pole was maybe about 5 feet away, and he did a triple axel spin off of the pole and landed onto the other one.
Hey,
I was like, what? What?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
I know, that's right. They were climbing up them poles like spiders. I mean, it was great. The show was really good. It was fantastic. We got great seats. I mean, they make the, you know, the stadium, arena, whatever you want to call it, theater. They make it so that everyone always has a good seat in there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it was, you know, a beautiful show. It was very interactive. I mean, we were laughing the whole time. I wasn't expecting it to be so funny. It was very comedic. It was a great show.
Good.
You know, I would recommend that to anybody. If anybody's going to Vegas and they want to see a Cirque du Soleil show, go see Mystère at Treasure Island. It's great. And make sure you get your tickets from Tix for Tonight, because they give you tickets for like 30 to 40% off.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the booths was right there in our hotel. We went downstairs the day of. The ticket was supposed to be $103. We paid $70 for it.
Wow. Yeah. That's good.
Exactly. And so it's great. So if ever you guys are in Vegas, and that goes for almost any show that's in Vegas, you can get those discounted tickets. You just have to find one of those Tix for Tonight places the day of. Make sure you go early so that you can get good tickets and, you know, good seats.
That's awesome. So you're still, so even though the show was, they make sure you have a good seat. Were your seat pretty good still?
Yeah, we had really good seats.
Wow.
Yeah, we had very good seats. It was great.
Tix for what, Tonight?
Tix for Tonight, yeah. Tix for Tonight. T-I-X for Tonight. They have a website, but they'll just tell you that, you know, you have to go to one of their booths the day of, and then you go, and they'll let you know that if they do or don't have the tickets, and then if they do, you buy them. And usually the later shows are cheaper, because the 7 o'clock show, it was going to be $90. We were like, yeah, we'll save our $20 for gambling.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what we did. It was great.
Cool.
Had such a great time in Vegas. Definitely going to go back.
Yeah, I went last year, and I definitely want to go again. I did go to a Cirque du Soleil show here in New York, like, in 2010, and it was my very first Cirque du Soleil, and the first half of it, though, was, like, they were, like, pop-locking and breaking and stuff. I was like, what kind of
What kind of Santa Claus stuff is this?
And then the second half, like after intermission, that's when they was doing the whole ribbon dancing and stuff like that. Let me tell you a quick funny story about Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil came to Connecticut, I want to say in like 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. And my sister was saying like, oh girl, this is when I was looking for a new job. I forgot, maybe I was working at like Nordstrom at the time or something like that. And she was just like, yeah, Cirque du Soleil is coming to Hartford. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah. She's like, girl, they hiring. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is my chance.
Right.
So I'm, so as soon as she told me, I'm in the living room freaking doing somersaults. Mind you, I'm like 20, 23, 24.
Check you out. Trying to be an acrobat.
I'm doing somersaults and everything. Like, look at me now. Like, jumping through the air and doing all this kind
you
of stuff.
You better be Stuart from Mad TV.
Yes. So she goes, after I'm done doing all these different kind of acrobatics and everything, gymnastics and ribbon dancing and everything like that, she goes, Ari, I meant that they were hiring for ushers. I was, really? Really? Oh. You didn't want to stop me 10 minutes ago.
Right.
After I done did a whole routine, I'm thinking I'm auditioning for Juilliard. Like, you mean to tell me this is not my Alvin Ellie chance to get into Cirque du Soleil? They're just hiring for ushers. No, do they want the ushers to dance? No.
Can I somersault down the aisle?
Can I somersault down the aisle?
Oh.
No. So I just have to wear the white gloves. Cool.
Cool.
I don't think that that's for me. I'm not sure. I don't think that being the ushers for me, I'm destined for greater things in my life.
And that you are. That you are.
I was really upset. Like, I really thought that she was telling me. Mind you, y'all, I don't dance. It's not that I can't dance. It's just that I'm the girl. I'm just like the little slinky, sexy, in the club. In the house, kind of. I'm not busting, no wild. I'm not. I'm not Fatima. And I have accepted that, okay? I like to talk and I like to write. So
that's. But you thought you was going to be able to get into that Cirque du Soleil show.
Listen, I mean, maybe that was God's way of telling me that it was my time. That maybe I should try new ventures.
Oh.
I was looking for a new job.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. All right.
It had been my time.
That indeed is a funny story.
So embarrassing. And my sister really, she burst that bubble.
Pop that bubble.
Quick and fast.
So was she sitting there watching you do the somersaults and tumble and do
yes,
all that
yes, because
stuff?
Cause I started doing it in her room. when she was telling me. Me and my sister used to live together, and so when she was telling me, I decided, you know, I was like, wow, this is great.
Let me start. Let
so
me get
as soon as she
on.
Told me, I did, I did a little spin move, a little
pirouette.
Yeah. Getting up on my toes. I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, as I'm dancing, like, oh, gotta go down to dance skin and get these ballet shoes and do everything. I know where it's located at in Connecticut on the South Dean Highway. Like, I have to go. So I traveled it out into the living room and asked afterwards. She was like, with her arms folded, like, I meant
as an usher.
And my sister, she will burst my bubble. I love her. I love you, Andrea. She will burst my bubble quick and fast when it comes to anything. And she'll just go back to, like, she'll, like, look up from her book and then, like, ma'am, you know, that's not what I was talking about. And then just go back to her book or whatever the hell she was doing. So it was like, as she told me, I was like, wah, wah, wah. And I went to my room.
Cue the Price is Right music.
Yes. It was done and over. But the Cirque du Soleil show I saw, it was great. And I'm sure that the one that I would have been in would have been.
They're missing out. They're missing out.
Equally as great. Maybe I could have been a host. I don't know. Do they have hosts in Cirque du Soleil? No, they don't.
This one kind of did. And actually, the usher, he was an usher. And he was very engaging and made us laugh. He was a part of the show.
See? Never stop your kids' dreams.
Yeah.
This doesn't show you.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That could have been you. You could have been that usher messing with the people in the...
Shoo, I could have been in a Michael Jackson one.
Shoo. Check you out.
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah,
so.
Well, boo.
That was it.
Yeah.
Well, our year is coming to a close.
Yes, it's the end of 2012.
And which we were supposed to have the end of the world last week.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We're still here.
We're still here. Or maybe it happened and we just don't know. Like, maybe there was, like, a, you know, some kind of force field around the Earth.
You think so?
Maybe. And then every other galaxy just
Do you know what happened in the other galaxies today? Did they say that?
No, I didn't speak to anybody there.
The spider died. Oh. In a rocket ship, whatever they were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So, it's the end of the world for him.
Yeah. I'm sure it was the end of the world for somebody on the 21st. However, for us too, thank God.
Thank Jesus.
Okay, give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
We're still here. Hiya mama, hiya mama. That's you. One of my pastors, when he used to get, like, speak in tongues, he would always say that.
Say it again.
Hiya mama, hiya mama, ha.
Hiya mama, hiya mama,
he would always say that. And I was like, is that the only tongue that he speaks when he's, I don't know, you know, some churches, yeah, I know some religions, they don't believe in that, but he did it. And that's what he would always say. And I would go home and, like, laughing at him. Hiya mama, hiya mama, ha. But yeah, so it's the end of 2012. Speaking of that, when do you sing Auld Lang Syne? Is that on the 1st, or do you sing that on New Year's Eve?
I feel like you sing it on New Year's Eve, because I feel like I've only heard it on New Year's Eve.
Does anybody know the words?
No.
Okay.
Maybe we should
look
that up and maybe see what's going on with
all
that.
All I know is to all somebody that we've forgotten.
Oh!
To all da 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 we forgotten da da. All right, so.
I'm going to say it's for on New Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm gonna make that call.
Okay, it's New Year's Eve. Cool. Great. Yeah, nobody ever knows the words. But I always hear it, and nobody ever sings the words.
No.
It's kind of like nobody knows the third verse to Silent Night, you know?
No.
Nobody knows that. No. But there is a third verse.
Really?
Yeah.
And in fact, I did not know that.
See? Look at that. Fun facts, which you will get plenty of in Catnaps and Cognac, because mm-hmm. I'm fun fact queen.
She is Google.
I'm not the Antichrist.
Oh, sorry. Didi's just,
I just know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she just knows a lot of stuff. She's not Google.
Not Google.
She is just Google's typewriter.
There we go.
That's what she is.
Back to New Year's Eve. Back to 2012.
Yeah, back to 2012.
How was it for you?
You know what? 2012, I'm not going to lie. 2012, I'm not going to lie to y'all. It was a trying ass year.
You know what? I think it was like that for everybody.
It was very trying. It's like you see friendships come, friendships go, but the ones who are supposed to be here have lasted.
Right.
And it made the end of my year great.
Exactly.
Completely worthwhile.
Right.
For everything that has happened this whole entire year. I went to Coachella this year. I went to the West Coast. So, it's like, I rarely go on vacations, even though I need to go on more. So, that was, like, a huge, huge venture for me to go out to the Wild West. And it was, like, a real Wild West, y'all, because I was in the desert. My black ass was out.
In the desert.
In, like, 109 degree weather.
Ooh, that is hot.
With a weave.
Ooh.
With the blonde weave at that. Oh, my shit turned all the way blonde. Because I had the ombre stuff going on. It was very cute. But it was super hot. So that was like a pretty big thing. Because I felt like no one I knew went out there. And only people that pretty much were out there was people from California.
Right.
So it was pretty cool. I got to see freaking Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Someone I never ever thought that I would see.
Did you see Hologram Tupac?
Yes, I saw Hologram Tupac. And it was
Was it really creepy?
I thought it was creepy a little bit. It was just like, he was just rabbit hair. It was like.
Did he say, what's up, Coachella? Did he really say that?
Yeah, he really said that.
That's weird. That is weird.
He really said it. He really said it. It's like, coming from someone who doesn't think that Tupac is dead, and I'm going to throw that out there. I really don't think he's dead, y'all. And I'm sorry if y'all going to think I'm stupid. I really don't care.
Hey.
Where's his grave at? No one knows.
No one knows.
But,
He in the Bahamas chilling.
Bahamas, Cuba, wherever. Somewhere. Chill. He could be in Bora Bora for all we know.
How about that?
But it was just a little odd seeing him on stage and everything. And it's like, you can see Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre not really wanting to get close to him. Because it's like, you're a freaking hologram. Like, you're not really there. And then, like, he walked out on stage and he just disappeared. So,
he apparated away?
Yeah, it was like, jip, jip, jip. Like, you could do, like, the line. Jip,
oh.
And he was like, poof, he was just gone. And then they went back to, you know, doing their show. But, like, he just walked out. It was like, yo, Tupac. You know, when they, you know, their little West Coast.
Right.
West Coast slang.
Right.
And shit. But, yeah, it was, that part was a little strange. But, like, I never thought in a million years I would see Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. I was wilding out.
I'm sure.
Completely wilding out. Like, you see all these white kids next to me and everything. And they're just, you know, sparking up and lighting up and everything like that. And I am bugs out of my mind, dancing, right, like, everything. And then they brought out 50 Cent, who is whatever to me. But it was cool to see him. Eminem, you know, Wiz Khalifa came out. I seen Frank Ocean.
Hey.
So, I mean, 2012, and just for that alone was awesome. I got a new job, y'all. Hey. So, that was,
raise
the roof to that.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys can catch me on theurbandaily.com and also giantlife.com. I write for them, so you can check me out there.
Yeah.
So, that was, like, a huge milestone because, if y'all don't know, I have been trying to get, like, a real, get my writing jumped off for a little bit. Right. It's like, I'm here in New York City, because of course I'm not from here. I'm from the 860, as we said. So this was like a great way to end my year. And I got the job on my birthday.
How fantastic is that, right? That was
pretty awesome.
Right.
So yeah, my year in a nutshell, and we're starting a new podcast. It was like pretty darn good.
Pretty awesome.
What about you?
For me, well, I moved to New York.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, earlier this year, and you know, I was blessed enough where I was able to, like, chill for a month, and then I found a job. Like,
it's always a blessing.
Right. You know, a month after being here, I found a job. Still have it. Got a place to live. You know, like, I just, everything just fell into place when I got here. There were some things personally that were just going, you know, everybody goes through shit.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, my 2012 overall was great. I mean, I got to hang out so much with my friends. We became closer. You know, I'm being more open with my feelings. As a Capricorn, I don't like feelings. I don't do that.
She doesn't do the feelings.
I don't do feelings. But I'm getting better at it.
It's quite funny.
I'm getting a lot better at it because my friends are here and they're, like, pulling my feelings out of me. And it's good. I think it's great. However, yeah, 2012 was an amazing year in a nutshell again. It was just great. You know, a lot of trying shit, but you know what? We overcame it all. And here we are. The world didn't end. We're still alive. We're starting our new podcast.
Yes.
You know?
And just like the Mayans, because, you know, I listened to another podcast a week ago about, like, how does Mayan calendar really work?
Right.
Did the Mayans really say it was going to be the end of the year? No.
The end of the world.
The end of the world, right. The way it worked was that the Mayans, they made their calendar in cycles, and December 21st just happened to be the end of their cycle, and they're supposed to celebrate at the end of their cycle. So it's like, this was perfect, because it's like, right, this is the end of our year, let's celebrate, let's go into the next cycle, more prosperous, and with, you know, greater hopes and achievements than we had the previous year.
So that December 21st is basically a December 31st for us.
Pretty much, yeah.
It was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
So it was the new cycle Eve.
Right, the new cycle
Eve.
The new cycle Eve.
So that's all it was.
Turns out that we're actually on our, like, on the fourth cycle now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We were
getting up in arms for nothing.
Up in arms. Because
technically, this was what? The second time that the world was supposed to end
this year.
Yeah, this year. The other time was, what, May 21st?
Yeah, with when those that, Jesus people.
Yeah, the Jesus people.
I love Jesus, okay? However, this man was telling us the world was going to end on the 21st.
Doomsday.
People were in their bombshells and all this other stuff.
But then afterwards, he was just like, I was wrong.
I made a mistake.
Like, you think?
Yeah, duh.
You think?
Duh.
But thank you for your concern, sir.
Yes.
Sir.
Boo to you.
But, yeah. So, do you make New Year's resolutions?
You know what? I'll stop doing that. Because I honestly, it's not that I never follow through with them. It's just that I'm always trying to be a better person for the new year. And that's always going to be my goal. It's always going to stay the same. You know, I want to be better. I want to do better. And that's what I do. I always aim to do better than I did the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So people be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm going to stop eating junk food. I'm going to stop doing this, da, 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 da. And they do that for what? A week? 2 weeks?
Yeah, not even like a month.
Right? And then they're right back eating some Lay's potato chips on the couch watching Love & Hip Hop, which I love.
Yes.
But, I mean, don't front, you know? If you really want to do something and you really want to make yourself better, you're going to do it. You don't have to set New Year's resolutions just to do that. Why not? Why wait till the new year? Why not just start and do it? Like, you feel like you want to be better, do better.
Exactly.
Right? So, I don't really do New Year's resolutions because, like I said, I always want to be a better person than I did. That's always my New Year's resolution, to be better and do better than I did the year before.
I feel you.
Yeah. How about you?
I didn't make New Year's resolutions, but I want to say in, like, March, I made a list of goals I wanted to accomplish. Right.
Okay.
And I want to say about 3 of them out of the list. I don't think I have that many on the list, but I actually did accomplish. And I felt really good. And so, you know, the end of this year, I made another set of goals that I want to accomplish. We made our vision boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another milestone in 2012, because I never made a vision board before in my life. And it was a lot of fun. So, I don't make the whole resolutions thing. It's just like, just let me accomplish my goals. Let me look at my vision board. And let me just try and do what I'm, you know, set here to do and be the best that I can be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But shout out to the people who do New Year's resolutions and keep up with them, and good luck with them. If you guys want to email us with some of your New Year's resolutions, you can send the emails to catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you guys and what you guys do for your New Year's resolutions.
Especially if you have any, like, different ones besides just a regular.
Right.
You know,
I'm going to the gym, I'm going to lose weight.
Right. I feel like that's the main resolution.
And then, like, statistics show, like, this is the gym or, you know, industry's favorite time of the year. Yes. Weight Watchers, what's the other one? Nutrisystem. This is their favorite time of year because this is when people are like, Jenny Craiging it up, and they're going to do all that other stuff. Oh, did you hear that Jenny Craig was mad at Jessica Simpson because she got pregnant again?
No.
Yes, they were not impressed with her.
Really?
Yes, because, you know, she was their new spokesperson, and now she's going to go get fat again, getting pregnant.
Dang.
Yeah,
so she said that maybe 8 months ago.
Yeah, well, they on and popping.
On and popping.
Are they married?
I don't know. I was watching E! News Daily, and she was talking about her being on Jenny Craig and everything, but I don't remember her saying that she was married, or them saying that she was married either yet. Mm. I felt like she's engaged, though.
Yeah.
To someone.
Yeah. Well, we digress. This is that industry, the weight loss industry's favorite time of year, because, and it's so funny, you know, that first month, the gym will be packed. You can't find an elliptical. You can't find any weights.
The classes is packed. Because
the fake weight losser people want to be on there. The fake, exercise people.
Yeah.
Want to be all up in the
fake
gym.
Fake health conscious.
Yeah, fake health conscious.
Because they be all up in the Whole Foods and Trader Joe's,
right,
too.
Right, exactly.
Eating up
taking
all
up
my
all
greens.
The organic, you know, greens and tomatoes. When you know, in two weeks, you're not even going to be worried about that. You're going to be right back at Key Food in Food Town buying crap. You know that.
Or wherever you be going, Publix.
Right. Oh, don't you talk about Publix.
I'm not talking about Publix.
Publix got some good stuff.
It's a supermarket, though. Okay. They have junk food everywhere.
That's true. That's true.
I was about to say Stop and Shop, too.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
You know, Publix is near and dear
to
me.
Ooh. She was getting a little lust.
Can somebody send me some Publix cake? Anybody listening from Miami? Can you send me some Publix cake? Atlanta? I heard they're about to build one in North Carolina. Yes, they're about to build one in North Carolina.
What? They're moving up north?
They're moving a little bit up north.
Ew.
Can somebody send me some Publix lemonade, some tea?
We'll say the Piggly Wigglies, too.
Piggly Wigglies is cool. They only got those in Orlando, though.
They also have them in South Carolina.
Oh, do they?
They have them in, my mother lives in Central Florida. I feel like they have
a Piggly. Orlando, around that area.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yep. She lives in between that and Tampa.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they don't have Piggly Wigglies.
They have it in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Food Lion. Yeah. What funny names for grocery stores.
Yo, what was that? There was, because we're in New York City. We're in Brooklyn. And there was one grocery store I went past, and it just said, like, Caribbean supermarket. That was it.
That's it.
It's like, y'all couldn't be no more clever, like, Wagwan Foods. Like,
Wagwan Foods.
Like, nothing. Nothing like
Irish that. Irish grocery.
It was just Caribbean supermarket.
They want to make sure that you know that you can get your ackee and saltfish there. and your oxtail.
Listen, whoever is reading, I mean, shoot. I mean, I guess it wasn't meant for no one, for people who aren't Caribbean. Right. Like me, like myself. I am not West Indian. I am.
Quite contrary to belief.
I am African American. So, for anyone, I guess, who is not Caribbean, if they, oh, Caribbean supermarket. What's in there?
Yeah, let's go get some jerk sauce.
Then you can see all the splendors that Caribbean supermarket has. So, I get it. I dig it. I see what you're trying to do.
That's what they're
trying to do. I wonder if it works.
I wonder
if it works.
Because I don't think any regular person who's not West Indian, I want to say, would go into Wagwan Foods. They're not going in there. Because they're like, I don't even know what that means. I'm not going in there. Food sounds nasty.
And so someone writes a review on like Yelp.
Yeah, what?
That's the only sign.
Yeah, yo, Yelp is like a holy grail. Like, if you get a good review on Yelp, you are solid. You are solid. You have to have like 10 good reviews.
You really do.
On Yelp. And then
there has to be someone with a crown there.
Right,
like,
yeah.
The mayor has checked in.
This person is a super contributor. And if the super contributor says that you
whoever has as many fans.
Right.
79 fans.
Right. Whew. And you gave them 4 stars.
Listen.
Right. I'm going to that grocery store. I'm going to wherever this person said because they contribute a lot.
Have you heard of Wagwan Foods?
Yeah.
I'm going to try. They had a good review on Yelp.
Yeah, I saw it on Yelp. Same thing with TripAdvisor. Yo, TripAdvisor will make you mad scared to go anywhere. Seriously, the reviews, I'm just like, oh my God.
They are
like,
horrific.
They're awful.
Some people are just so... you know what? A lot of times I really wonder, like, was it that bad?
Was it really that
bad? When you went there, like, there was the ceiling was falling down.
There was an ant trail.
There was blood in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. And there was blood on the bed. The pillows were turned upside down. You mad about that?
Oh, what? The air conditioner was leaking. It's like all that happened in your room.
In your room.
There was a CSI, a crime scene investigation in your...
There was a chalk outline body.
In your hotel room.
Just really? All of that in your room.
Mm-mm. I am never staying there.
Seriously.
One to the next one.
No, TripAdvisor will make you agoraphobic and you'll never want to go outside. If you don't know what agoraphobic means, it means the fear of going out. So it will make you that way. Like, you don't want to go on any trips. People are so
that's
mean.
That's why my ass will stay on Expedia.com or Travelocity because they're a little bit more friendly.
They're a little nicer there. Actually, I want to do like a poll, like a study on like how people rate things. Because you know what? Whenever I go on to like, I will give something 5 stars. I have no problem giving something 5 stars. If I really like something, I'm going to give it 5 stars. If I watched a movie and it made me laugh and I just really enjoyed it, I'm not going to give it 4 stars. I really liked it. But you will find people who on iPhone, you go to an app and you want to see the reviews. And they're like, this app is super cool. I love it. It's the best app in the world. 3 stars. Like, what? I don't get it.
The worst, though, is when you see, like, those kind of reviews. And they'll be like, this is the best app ever and all this other kind of stuff. And they'll be like, well, the reason why I didn't give it that 5th star was because what?
Because
it didn't cook for you? Like, what like, else was it supposed
seriously,
to do?
Seriously, the hands didn't reach out.
It was an alarm clock. You got up on time. Mission accomplished. It was pretty.
5 stars.
Like, 5 stars.
Like, I don't get it. Why are y'all so stingy with stars?
We need to know.
We need to know. And if you're one of those stingy star people, we'd like you for you to email us, tweet us, and let us know why you're so stingy about the stars.
Please, let's...
I don't get it. Like, I will see these reviews, and you're like, oh my God, this is the best restaurant I've ever eaten at. I can't wait to go back. 4.5 stars. What happened? What happened with that 5 star?
With anything, with book reviews, with
anything,
app reviews,
apps, restaurants.
It doesn't
matter.
Anything. Because you were right. Like, unless it's something like, let's say it was, I don't know, a self-help book or something like that or whatever. It's one thing if you want to give like a real objective review. If you have a reason why.
Right.
But if something was awesome and great, then hey.
Just give it the 5 stars.
And you got it for free?
Okay.
Just give it to them.
Give it to them.
You don't need stingy. In fact, you don't even need to write a comment.
Right.
You can just give them the stars and keep it moving.
Please.
Keep it moving.
I don't understand these stingy people with stingy with stars. I don't get it, but... cool. More power to you. But we want to know why y'all are so stingy.
Maybe
with the
that could be your new New Year's resolution to be more objective, be nicer.
Yeah.
Be nicer. That should be just the objective for a lot of people.
Yes, definitely.
For your New Year's resolution. New Year's. Let's just keep that on the top of the list.
Child.
Be nice. Be grateful. Be thankful.
Yes.
Be you.
Be you.
Be the best you that you can be.
That should be your New Year's resolution.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see.
Me too.
And I'm glad I'm seeing it more in my friends.
Yeah,
we're
definitely.
We're all more coming out of our shells, I guess.
Yes.
If we're a little bit shyer, whatever. But we are definitely ourselves, so we want you to be you too. And we know a lot of y'all ain't assholes out there.
Yeah, we know that. Stop being a fake asshole.
Stop fronting.
Yeah.
Just sip your cognac and just keep it moving.
There you go. Sip the cognac. And then take a cat nap.
There you go.
I mean.
That's all you need.
Come on.
That's all you need.
Does it get any better?
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't.
Do you have any New Year's superstitions?
There is one. I don't know if it's a Haitian superstition, but I've heard other people say it too. But you're not supposed to do laundry on the first because then you'll be washing away somebody in your family, which means they're going to die.
Ooh.
So you're not supposed to do laundry on the first. So make sure you do your laundry
the day before.
The day before or the day after. However, another superstition is that you're not supposed to come in with anything dirty.
Right.
Because the end of the, you know, the rest of your year is just going to be a shitty year.
I'll be doing drop-off service.
So make sure you drop off your clothes. How about you and New Year's superstitions?
Only like thing that I really know about is if you make black eyed peas, that's like good luck.
Yeah.
So, and I love me some black eyed peas.
So do I. How do you all make it at the house?
You know what's
do
funny?
Like
is
cabbage or bacon?
I'm the one who makes
them. Oh, you make them.
I make black eyed peas.
Check
like,
you out.
My mom doesn't like black eyed peas. Like, or
I
if
I'm telling me that.
Yeah, if I go to my dad's house or my aunt's house, they make black eyed peas and it's great. With onions, with pork.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make it on the stove. Just let that simmer.
Yeah,
let
get
all the juices
in.
And everything in that. Serve it over some white rice.
And you're good to go.
Good to go. It's really, really good. I love it. It's one of my favorite dishes. Shoot, yeah. I can just eat that by itself. I don't need no chicken, no nothing with that.
All I need
just
is the
black eyed peas and the rice.
They're like some Hispanic ones where, like, you're supposed to eat 12 grapes, a grape, you know, signifying one month of the year, each month of the year. And the bigger the grape, the better the month you're going to have.
So don't get those teeny tiny grapes,
don't get
y'all.
Those teeny grapes. Don't get the ones that's almost a raisin.
Right. Don't get the red grapes. Just start with the green.
Yeah.
Or the
those
black
are always
ones.
Nice.
Or the black grapes.
Yeah. Those are always nice and juicy, and you're good with those. I've heard some other superstitions where nothing is supposed to leave the house on New Year's Day. And they say that it's because, like, if you remove things from the home, you're going to let negative energy back into the house. I don't know. Or you're supposed to leave on midnight, you're supposed to open all the doors in the house to let the bad spirits out.
Ooh.
Or the bad year or whatever out.
Hope
and
you
let
don't
the good new year in.
All right.
Yeah, you know? What else is there?
What about, like, the man of the house is supposed to come in with money?
Right. And he's supposed to come with money, because that's going to set the tone for the rest of the year, saying that you're going to have a prosperous and, you know, money-filled year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't go into the new year with any debt.
Ooh.
Got to pay off all your bills.
Wow.
Well, a lot of people are going to go.
A lot of people in our country. So
right. So, that one's not, yeah.
What's the fiscal what?
Fiscal cliff.
The fiscal
cliff. If I hear about the fiscal cliff one more time, I'm just going to fall off the damn fiscal cliff. God. So sick of hearing about it. Tired of it.
Ugh. Don't fall off the fiscal cliff.
Don't fall off the fiscal cliff. But, yeah, there's just a lot of funky superstitions. But the main one that my mother always says is, she's like, you got to clean the house. You got to do laundry. Hurry up and get everything clean. Hurry up and wash your clothes because you can't wash clothes on New Year's Day. Oh, well, not a superstition, but a tradition. A Haitian tradition is that they make a soup and it's called soup jumu. It's a pumpkin soup and it's absolutely delicious.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I love it. And Mommy, if you're listening, I'd like you to freeze some and then FedEx it to me, please, because I'm going to miss it this year.
Aw.
So good.
How did you make it?
Well, if I could find pumpkin. I just moved around here. Maybe I could link up some Haitians around here, and I'm sure I could find some
pumpkin. There's plenty.
Yeah.
All around.
So I'm sure I could find somebody to show me to where to get the pumpkins.
The Haitian promised land.
Right. To the Caribbean market. Yes. I'll go there and get some pumpkins. So all I got to do is go to the Caribbean market. I'm sure I can make it myself. But it's super delicious. It's kind of like a bisque. It has the consistency of a bisque. You put noodles, celery, carrots. If you eat meat, you can put beef, or some people use turkey, some people use chicken. My mommy makes a vegetarian one for me because I don't eat meat. I'm a pescatarian. I don't eat red meat. I only eat fish. That's all I eat. But mommy makes it for me, and it's absolutely delicious. And I'm sure any Haitian who's listening to this right now is like, oh my God, I'm so excited for soup jumu. Because trust me,
try it.
Yeah, on Twitter, trust me, on New Year's Day, you're gonna be like, oh, you're gonna see loads of tweets.
I remember seeing that last year.
Exactly, soup jumu. I had no clue
what it was.
Well, now you know. And
a lot
now,
of stuff that we eat, I don't like black rice.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? Let me explain black rice, because people are like, what's black rice? It's non-starter. Like, what is that?
Is that like Zatarain's?
Zatarain's! No, actually, what it is, there's a mushroom that they use. That's what gives it the color.
Don't want it.
That's what gives it the color. There's no mushroom. Well, there is. Mushroom is in the broth.
Aroma.
But that's the thing. That's what gives it that black rice color. And some people know how to make it. Some people don't.
Mm.
You know what? It really depends. Because I've gone to some Haitian people houses where the black rice was absolutely disgusting.
Ooh, we don't want to bring that into 2013.
Right, we
Let's
don't.
Just stick with the soup.
Right. So, my mommy, of course, she makes everything delicious. So, her black rice is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The thing is, you just got to, because some people are like, oh God, I hate black rice. But I'm just like, that's because you ain't had my mama's black rice. You know, you just gone
that's
to a place
That's how it is
where,
for most people,
right?
Right?
You ain't just never had my mama's black rice. That's why you don't like black rice. Because, you know what? I met somebody who told me she did not like red velvet cake. I said, what?
You know what? Red velvet cake is, I feel like it's an acquired taste. Some people don't like it.
Oh my God.
I, for one, love red velvet cake. Red velvet cake. And I love cupcakes. They are one of my favorite
foods.
Yes,
honey.
It's my own little food group. Don't tell Mrs. Obama. It is on my plate.
Right.
With the grains. Okay. With the protein.
Don't tell me what to eat. I will have a red velvet cupcake in the center.
Yes.
In the protein part, just because I want to. But it was because she hadn't, and I was like, it's because you hadn't had somebody who knew how to make red velvet cake. That's the reason why you don't like it.
That can really turn you off.
It really can, from a food.
If people don't know how to cook.
Because, let me tell you something, I had a terrible carrot cake once, and I will never eat carrot cake again. Everybody in the world loves carrot cake. Me, I can't stand it. But that was because the first one I had was absolutely disgusting, and that's what I remember every time I think of carrot cake. And I'm usually very, when it comes to food, I can be adventurous, but that's just one thing where I just don't want to ever try to taste it again, because it was that terrible.
That sucks.
It was that yucky and terrible, because they put a lot of coconut in it, and I don't like coconut. Mm-mm. I don't like coconut like
Can't
that.
Can't do it.
No. So, yeah, then one day, she had some red velvet cake from Publix, and she was like, girl, this cake is good. Yes, I know. I know.
I feel like we should have, like, just a field trip to Publix one day.
Oh, my God, we're going to go to KOD.
And Miami is definitely in the horizon.
Yeah, we're going to get some Publix cake, and we're going to take it to KOD. And we're going to eat it in line.
Can we rest the cake on a girl?
On a girl ass.
Listen, if you can twerk while
we eating this cake,
girl.
Dog, I got $100 for you.
$100.
I got $100.
Hundreds.
Yes, hundreds.
All around.
Right. But yeah, so soup jumu is one of the New Year's foods that's absolutely delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I hope to find some.
Yeah.
This New Year's.
I'll try to make some. If I can find the pumpkin, I'll make it myself.
Field trip.
Yep.
Pumpkin.
Field trip. To the Caribbean supermarket. Yes, we're going.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we ready to do the cocktail?
Listen, shoot, it won't be catnaps and cognac, but without a little sipping.
You know, without a little sipping. So, guys. Oh, well, before we talk about that, let's talk about the last tradition. The New Year's kiss.
Aww.
You know, I hope everybody does have somebody to give a kiss to. You know, they just say that if you kiss the person that you love, it sets the tone for a very lovely and affectionate year. And if you don't kiss your spouse, you're gonna have a problematic.
Oh,
really? That's what they say. That's the superstition.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
Yeah,
I
read into
y'all
it.
Just kiss the kiss.
Me too. But apparently, you know, kissing somebody that you love sets the tone for the rest of the year.
Girl, and you know, I feel like you just don't set something off just now because if you don't get chose for a kid, I won't even get that.
Just kidding. Here we go. But you know, that's what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. I know how y'all do on Twitter. You don't get chose. You ain't going to get no box or no whatever for the rest of the year. Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? We are here to ensure that you have a very affectionate and love-filled new year.
Yes.
With our cocktail. Yes.
Cocktail time.
Cocktail time.
What time is it?
It's cocktail time.
What time is it?
It's cocktail time.
Ow.
All right. So, guys, on today's menu, we have a drink, and it's called the New Year's Kiss. Yeah. So, to make the New Year's Kiss, you're going to need some Chambord raspberry liqueur, some peach schnapps, and a dry sparkling wine or champagne. Now, you say, well, ain't champagne sparkling wine? Yes, champagne is sparkling wine, but every sparkling wine is not a champagne. Mm. Because a champagne can only, or sparkling wine can only be called champagne if it comes from the region of France named Champagne.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
There's a place in France called Champagne and they make sparkling wine and they call it champagne. However, every other sparkling wine that does not come from Champagne cannot be called champagne.
Interesting. So that's why there's no Italian champagnes. They're exactly. All
sparkling. Exactly. They're there all you go. Sparkling wines. There you go. So every champagne is a sparkling wine. However, every sparkling wine is not a champagne. So for this drink, you're going to need Chambord, raspberry liqueur, some peach schnapps, and a sparkling wine. I got a Brut sparkling wine. That means it's dry. If you want a sweeter wine, you want it semi-sec, a sec, or a sweet sparkling wine, go for it. However, the raspberry liqueur is a bit sweet, so I got something dry to cut the sweetness. So you're going to do a half part, I guess, of peach schnapps, one part Chambord liqueur, raspberry liqueur, and two parts champagne. Mix it up, and there you go. It's a New Year's Kiss. It's fun, it's sweet, it's fruity, it tickles your nose. And so, if you don't get a New Year's Kiss, this is definitely the next best thing.
The next best thing, and it's very tasty.
It's delicious.
Shall we have a sip?
Yeah, let's have a sip.
We're starting our New Year's a little bit early.
A little early. So, cheers, boo.
Cheers. Happy clink, New clink, Year. Clink, clink, clink.
Happy New Year.
Mm.
Absolutely delicious.
It's pretty great.
I love it. It's fun. And it's delicious. And again, the little bubbles from the sparkling wine tickles your nose. It's great. It's almost a little bit better than a kiss because I don't get my nose tickled when I get a kiss.
Everyone deserves a kiss, and this is your chance.
Yes, and this is your chance. Yours,
and it's a very tasty one, too.
Yes, it's a tasty kiss. How about that? I mean, you know. So, I guess this is the end?
Yeah, it looks like we're at the end of our first show. We hope you enjoyed it because we certainly did.
Yes, we definitely did.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Lucky Stars. That's LuckyStarz. Lucky Stars.
And you can find me on Twitter at Ariel Cherie, ArielCherie. So hit us up. We are always welcome for conversation and all that good stuff.
I think we're pretty funny.
Yeah. I hope you thought we were a little bit funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Leave us a comment.
Please.
Again, you can find our podcast at Catnaps and Cognac. cognac.podbean.com.
There you go.
You can also find us on iTunes where you can subscribe to us.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And you can tweet us on the Twitter. Catnaps N, the letter N, cognac. And we'll definitely tweet you back.
Yeah.
All right.
So, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks so much.
Have a happy new year.
Yes, happy new year.
See you guys in a new year.
Auld Lang Syne. Somebody learn the words.
Bye.
Bye.